For those on the Zoom, we are getting ready to go back into session.
We're live.
We are live.
Thank you. We are back in session after a brief recess. Thank you to the staff for taking care of the technical difficulties. We'll hope that we can move through the agenda without that occurring again. To recap where we are at, we finished the legislative message. Congressman Potts then made a motion to amend the proclamation to include ONCA 2588, an act authorizing and appropriate the amount of $300,000 to the executive branch for tornado sirens within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. So now we will, and we were at discussion, Congressman Potts, I note that some of the members who were listening or who are participating via Zoom were not able to hear your discussion. So I would ask if you wouldn't mind recapping your discussion for us.
Of course, Madam Speaker. So the need for ONCA 2588 came from constituents. We were at the Gray Horse Dances. My understanding is that the storm that affected the area of Fairfax and western Osage County was severe enough to activate the sirens in the surrounding area. My understanding is an attempt was made to activate the siren that is within the Gray Horse Village. That siren did not activate, did not fire. So I received that from a constituent. I took it to Secretary Williams and Mr. Tallchief of Emergency Management with the Osage Nation, was notified that there was a problem with the batteries back in April. They fixed the batteries and then tested the siren. It was able to spin, but not sound. And then since then, it's not been able to be repaired. I believe ownership of the siren is with either the nation or the five-man board. Either way, it became apparent that there were not funds available to fix the tornado siren. So we are in a situation where we needed to activate a tornado siren to warn people who were in the immediate area, and the nation's tornado siren was not able to be activated. I believe that that's cause for us to have an appropriation here today to fix that problem. I think that that's an immediate need. And what I have discovered through discussions with Mr. Tallchief and others, Gray Horse indeed is the only village that has a tornado siren located within the boundaries of the village. The other two, Pawhuska and Hominy, are located on the surrounding perimeter and are activated only by the city. So this appropriation, we can amend it down. My intent is to move it to general order day two on today's agenda. If the proclamation is amended, so we can talk about reducing that appropriation. But it's pretty simple. It's about $100,000 for each village to make sure that we are able to warn our citizens in the event of a severe weather event. So my hope is that we can move this quickly today and add it to the proclamation and get this taken care of. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor, let's go ahead based on our previous action. Clerk, could you go ahead and do a roll call vote for this motion?
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Thank you. Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Thank you. I wasn't sure on that. Congressman Hamilton? No. Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon? No. Congressman Maker? Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
No.
Motion.
The motion fails. We'll now move on to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Revart.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief and colleagues. Reading ONCA 25-87, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $211,000 to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Revard. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2587, an act authorize and appropriate the amount of $211,000 to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorst, co-sponsor Congresswoman Revard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, we will now recess for the purpose of engrossment.
Madam Speaker, as a point of order.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
We're not at engrossment yet.
Thank you. Thank you, Congressman Potts. Without objection, ONCA 2587 will advance to General Order Date 3, third reading, after engrossment on today's agenda. At this time, we will recess for the purpose of engrossment. Okay, Congressman Keene. I understand it won't take long. We have the one piece of legislation, so at this time, we're in recess. Okay, thank you.